Today, the Senate Agriculture Committee will convene for a hearing on federal biotechnology regulations as the chamber looks for its own answer to the GMO labeling debate. In July, the House passed the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, also known as the Pompeo Bill for its author Mike Pompeo, which would preempt state GMO labeling laws. The bill wasn't seen as something having much hope in the Senate, but lawmakers are working on some form of a solution. As Senate Agriculture Committee ranking member and Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow puts it,
there's a lot of good discussions going on, actually.
And
we need to work together on something.
Despite Stabenow's optimistic attitude, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says the issue is a difficult one in the Senate.
Senator Hovind's doing all the work on this, so you got to trust his judgment. And he's been talking to enough Democrats that he can't hardly get any Democrat supporter, even on language that revises the Pompeo Bill. So then the best answer is the Pompeo Bill doesn't have a chance in the United States Senate. Now, I would vote for the Pompeo Bill, and I hope we can get something different than the Pompeo Bill, but Senator Hovind's having a tough time doing it.
North Dakota Republican John Hovind said it is a balancing act to find the right bill that can achieve final passage.
We're trying to get something done this year, but at the end of the day, I still have to have a concept that will move. It doesn't do any good to bring out something that's not going to move.
Grassley said the strength of the environmental lobbying efforts within the Democratic caucus might have something to do with the difficulty Hovind is facing. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.